Morning, everybody. Happy, happy Wednesday to everybody. I had to think about what day it was, so I was off yesterday. But I was thinking about, dang, I want to kind of start off 2023 with some interesting topics to be more objective, just to kind of spark everybody's interest. And this topic, it kind of had been on my mind as well. So the topic for the first podcast of 2023 is, would you date yourself? And we'll be right back. I hope everybody has been having a blessed and prosperous 2023. I know sometimes things can be off to a rough start, but just remember, keep going, keep pushing. It's harder when you give up, and that's just from experience. So, you know, with social media and talking to different people on a daily basis, I love to hear different people's perspective and opinion about dating, 2023 dating in the DFW. Yeah, definitely has its setbacks and limitations, but I often hear, like, in order to get what you want, sometimes you have to become that. If you want a certain type of spouse, sometimes you have to become that. And I agree, because I feel like with myself, I've been working on me, just being honest and being intentional with different things. So I'm just curious to know, would you date yourself? A lot of times, certain people have this list of things they're looking for in a spouse, and there's nothing wrong with that, totally not. I mean, I'm guilty of it also. But do you feel like you bring to the table what you are asking for? Because honestly, I see time and time again excuse me, that a lot of people desire certain things that they're not even capable of putting out themselves. And there's nothing wrong with wanting someone who can wine and dine you, or make you feel a certain way and spoil you. There's nothing wrong with that. Who doesn't want that? But in the same regard, are you able to do, you know, giving the same thing back that the person requires? Are you someone who goes to the gym and keeps yourself in shape, but you turn your nose up at different people who do not? I don't know. I'm just curious on that. But we'll be right back. I'm going to kind of break this podcast up and see if I can get a guest on the show. But thank you guys for rocking with me. If you want to be on the show, feel free to hit me up at thephoenixnow@gmail.com. I definitely need to get some more guests on the show. I want to hear what y'all have to say. I think we're going to go ahead and do an episode on YouTube soon. So stay tuned. But we'll be right back. Would you date yourself? What's up, everybody? We're back with a guest. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Kayla.
Okay, me and Kayla go all the way back since how long?
The
10th
grade, from the Neos to the Tree.
From Knee Highs to Tree Highs, back in the gap. She know the real Phoenix, okay? You know what I'm saying? Back when I was little Phoenix. But yeah, so thank you so much. I ain't gonna take up too much of your time. I know you be busy out here in H-Town or wherever you at. Shh.
Okay.
Okay. No, I'm playing. She gonna live right there. But anyways, okay, so we're just going to take a quick little moment just to talk about some different topics today. So on this episode, we want to talk about, would you date yourself? You know what I'm saying? You could say, you know, the good and the bad. It's just, this podcast is about being honest with ourselves and things, you know, we can improve on. So, you know, Miss K, would you date yourself?
I would date myself to a certain extent, but I am a lot to handle.
Like, in how ways? In what ways?
In what ways? I got a smart mouth. Get an attitude fast. I'm impatient. When I think about me, and you got to really be honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. When I think about me, as far as would I date myself, I probably wouldn't, because of a lot of different things that, a lot of different ways that I possess, as far as is my way or the highway. When in relationships, it doesn't work that way. It has to be compromised. It has to be 50-50. It has to be, you know, there is going to be a bit.
Teamwork.
And somebody's going to have to judge a bit in it. Yeah, it has to be teamwork. So I love my mate, who I'm with now, and he loves me. And I know I am a lot, but so is he. So, you know, that's one of those questions where I feel like it's just a question to really...
To dig deep, right.
Do some digging in your relationship. To see, you know, I guess what I'm saying is the question could probably be, would you date yourself? And if not, why? Why wouldn't you date yourself? You know, we all have things that we deal with on a day-to-day, and everybody deals with things differently. We all think differently, you know? We all communicate differently, so I feel like in relationships, it's about communication, comprehend.
That's
so would I date myself? No. But what are some reasons why?
Yeah, that's what we want to talk about. And
it
also,
would probably be because I be inside my own head. But two, I'm very impatient. Three, if it's not my way, it's the highway.
And let me ask you, why do you think you're like that, though?
I was raised by a strong, independent Black woman, and I've been independent for most of my life, and so I'm not going to say it's hard for me to submit to my man. It's just I'm used to doing things on my own.
I can relate.
And so now I feel like I have to learn how to be submissive. And how to allow him to do certain things. Me and my man got into it because he told me one time, how do you think it makes me feel? Me at the grocery store, you lifting up on a case of water. Let me do that for you. You know, and it can be simple things like that, little small things that we as independent women, you don't even realize that how it affects the man.
Yeah.
Or how the man looks at it. Like, damn, I'm here. Let me be the man. And I guess that all comes from, you know, when you're dealing with these little boys who think they men and don't really know, you know, my woman, Miss Malay, should be out here doing this. Let me do that. Now I understand. I pull up to the house. I'm not missing up on anything. My man handed the keys and said, okay, sweetheart, you go in the house. I got this.
That's what's up.
I even try to be like, oh, babe, I can get a couple of bags. If he say he got it,
yeah, I'll let him get it. Let him get it.
He got it. And so I think, like I said, it comes from being raised by an independent woman and then growing up and becoming an independent woman myself. And there's nothing wrong with being independent, but it's some things that we have to, as women, allow our spouse or our significant others to take the lead on it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And that's a very good viewpoint, you know, to share, because I feel the same way. Growing up, you know, we've been friends a very long time, but we've definitely had to be very independent and strong. And it's kind of like, as Black women, people are always like, you know, we have masculine energy, but if a lot of us, we didn't grow up with our fathers, so we didn't grow up with that blueprint of, you know, how a woman, as far as with a male, the interaction, you know, I have brothers too. I love them to death, but still, I feel like they could have stood up for me more, so I wouldn't be so independent. You know what I'm saying? So, in a relationship, that is true. Sometimes we don't really know, not necessarily our place, but how things should go, how to like just, you know, bask in our feminine energy because of the past that we in the world we live in. It's not always kind of Black women. So yeah, I appreciate you give that definitely objective viewpoint. But on the other hand, tell me some good reasons why someone would want to date you though also. Because you are a great person.
Yeah, good qualities I possess. I feel like I am a great listener, a great problem solver, a great problem solver. I'm one of those calm people. I don't do a lot of arguing. I don't do a lot of degrading or bashing. You know, I lift my man up.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage, I motivate. I feel like I'm a great compromiser, you know, not saying I'm going to allow any man to just walk over me or do anything they want to do and I'm okay with it. No, but I can compromise. I feel like I'm a great supporter.
You are, definitely.
I'm a great supporter. Like I said, a great listener. I'm a very clean person. I'm a neat freak. I'm a great cook.
Yeah, I will say that too. Confidant, very funny too.
Very intelligent.
Yeah.
And
has good manners. Good manners.
Okay,
Betty didn't play that either. Okay. Making me laugh since sixth grade, you know, and also you're also very protective, y'all, because man, back in the day, Kayla and Shaquita, some other people, but Kayla for sure used to make sure they used to make sure I got to the bus safe and sound, and nobody was picking on, you know, young Bree back in the day, you know what I'm saying? I'll never forget that, you know what I'm saying? So definitely, man. Shout out to the strong women was looking out for me. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like as young ladies, we grew up to know that you gotta stick together.
That's right.
You gotta stick together. Nobody makes it in this world alone.
That's right.
You come alone and you leave alone, but you don't make it alone. You always got somebody in your corner rooting for you. And, you know, just wishing that, hey, I want my girl to come up here with me. I want my girl to make it. I want my girl to succeed in life. And so you always want to have a handful of people in your corner that's going to push you to being the best version of yourself. That's going to challenge you to go the extra mile, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do what you got to do. Lift your head up. At the end of the day, like I say, again, we all go through things in life. We all deal with things in life, but no relationship is perfect. No relationship is perfect, and if they tell you that their relationship is perfect, they're lying.
Yeah, and you also are very family oriented too.
Yourself, man, you gotta be real with yourself about a lot of things.
That's right, and you're also very family oriented person, always there for the family. So that speaks volumes too, you know, especially in relationships. You know, you're always that dependable person, and not saying that you have to always be that person, but you have a lot of good aspects. So definitely, if you can leave anything with the listeners as far as just people being honest with themselves in regards to if they're single in a relationship or things they can work on to be, you know, I feel like a lot of times people are like, oh, okay, well, I didn't do anything in a relationship. But no, we all do stuff, you know. So what advice would you leave with the listeners if you could?
The best advice that I can leave with the listeners is prayer.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much power in prayer, man. Instead of talking about it to other people before you talk about it, pray about it.
Yeah.
And it's okay. I'm not saying that you can't pick up the phone and call and get advice from whoever you choose to do that with. But just understand that everybody is not for you.
Yeah.
Some people are wolves in sheep's clothing. They will pretend to be for you, but they, in all actuality, some people want to see you build. Some people like to see you struggle and like to see you down. You got, like I said, I got a handful of people I call on, and I won't name names, but I got a handful of people that I can honestly call on when I need some motivation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you can be the one who is motivating, and it's like, okay, who gonna uplift me?
Yeah.
And so when you have that power of prayer, when you have that that conversation and that communication going with God, it's nothing like that. It's the best feeling in the world. God will lead you and direct you. He will light your path, and He will give you the things that you need to do, or the things that you need to say, or how you need to say. So the power of prayer, before you go talking about it, somebody else pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like the best advice I can give to the listeners.
Okay, definitely. Well, I really appreciate you being on the podcast. It's been a long time coming. You know,
no problem, Bree. No problem.
My absolute pleasure, as always. Our conversations are always lit, funnest ever. You know? So, yeah.
No doubt. No doubt.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Chatting with Phoenix. If you want to be on the podcast, email me at thephoenixnow@gmail.com. Love to have you on the show. Till next time, y'all, take it easy.
Take it easy. Peace and love.
Peace and love.